So where should we start? I guess maybe we'll just start with, I said, from the school board the other night, I believe it came out that it was a 60% enrollment jump for the JVC. Is this that meaning this year, that jump, or is that anticipated?
No, so that would be from last year to this year. Mm-hmm. So it did say projected only because we've got some classes that only meet second semester.
Okay.
So we're looking at our enrollments, those that we have enrolled for second semester. So that could fluctuate. It won't big time, but give or take a couple, it could fluctuate. But yeah, we have an anticipated enrollment of 392 kids, which is up from the 230. I think the number is 233, so the 230s, 240s last year. So huge jump, which is awesome.
And how do you explain that, or what do you attribute that to?
I think we had some great recruiting, some great marketing that went into place. Our staff, Jeff Houston and Donna Abel, were in the schools last year when scheduling time came around. I think our staff does a great job. Let me backtrack. They did a great job of promoting programs and showing area students kind of what we have to offer. We had open houses. We bring people through as often as we can. Our staff does a good job promoting their programs and just, you know, promoting what we have to offer in terms of certifications and workforce readiness. I think mm-hmm. I think kids jump at the opportunity. So
yeah. Can you talk a little bit about how you the sorts of things that you say to kids to kind of get them interested? Because I think it's becoming less so, but some of this is maybe – you know, a little different than maybe some of the traditional high school getting people prepared for college. It's a little different than that. How do you kind of approach it with students?
So I think, you know, there's a lot of students that are all about hands-on learning, mm-hmm. Which is exactly what we offer. You know, you walk through our lab walk through our building, our center, and there's a lot of hands-on stuff. There's a great hands-on auto shop and machining shop and our wood shop and health oc and what have you. So, you know, showing them the things that they're able to do, one, in the classroom, the kind of project-based learning and work-based learning, but also showing them how this translates as they move forward in life. You know, our goal is workforce readiness, so what we can do to get – I tell people often – figuring out what those jobs are, working with local workforce development to figure out what those jobs are, and then, okay, we know what they are. How do we get our kids ready to do that? Mm-hmm. And even if they don't plan to go specifically into a field, I tell people all the time, you know, you're going to have – I always use auto in our building trades, for instance. You're going to have – in all likelihood, you're going to have a house, and you're going to have a car, and you're going to have things, upkeep things, and things to fix on those things. So – you know, you can either, even if you don't plan on going into that that career, having those skills to be able to do that, mm-hmm. you're either going to be able to do it yourself or you're going to pay somebody to do it for you. So, you know, and I think too, a lot of for a while it was got to go to college, and we have that group of students still, but there is a shift, and I think too, there's a misnomer of it's either this or this. Well, mm-hmm. you can take our, you know, you. You can be a part of our programs and still go to a four-year school, or be a part of our programs or go into a union preparedness program or a trade school or what have you. So it isn't necessarily either or, and mm-hmm. just showing students that and kind of doing our best to provide them with all the possible avenues, I think, is the best way we have been able to go about it.
So you could be a junior in high school and just as for an elective take, maybe, I don't know if this is the best example, but like a welding class, just for a semester, just try it out, something like that. Is that possible?
Sure, yeah. So welding, for instance, yeah, you could take that welding class. And the great thing about our, kind of how our CTE stuff is set up, especially at the high school, is we've really patterned some of the GHS-only offerings as preparedness as a kind of like what you're saying, a taste of what we offer at GAVC.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the cool thing. You know, they are electives, so kids are able to, and that goes for any type of elective, you know, but especially these, but in our conversation with CTE stuff, like, yeah, absolutely. Try it, kind of see what you like, see if there's things you like about it. And if it's something you enjoy, here's what we can offer. Mm-hmm. moving forward and the direction you can go in that yeah. particular thing. So
I know you're at Rova High School and now you're at JVC, so it's a little bit of a transition, but what can you tell us about the new facilities over there?
As I've told many people, I think our facilities are second to none. We've got space, we've got accessibility in terms of, like I said, the hands-on atmosphere of the that our building has to offer. So it is awesome. If you haven't seen it, I like to walk people through as much as I can, especially administrators and counselors that have and even students that haven't seen what we have to offer, because I think, you know, I can talk and talk and talk, but getting your eyes on some of the things that you'll be able to do and seeing some of the projects, I think speaks volumes. So
maybe this is just from covering too many school board meetings. It's kind of maybe administrative minutia, but how do you get the students, I guess, kind of across the street and over to the facility from the high school? And how is that kind of planned out, or is there just kind of a trust and pray?
So we're supervised. We're out, and they cross. We have a specific crosswalk that they come across. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's supervised, and they come across and it's a little different than what it was when the center was on the northern part of the high school. But it's just something they're getting, you know, they come across, they get into class, they do what they need to do, and then head back that direction. Yeah. It's been hasn't been bad. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any programs that are the biggest or the most popular or the most powerful or
It's funny that you asked me that, 'cause somebody asked me that yesterday, and we've seen increases in across the board in all of our programs. Mm. So to say this is our keystone, is kind of tough. Our health occupation ones is one that tends to be very popular. For point of reference, those kids go through the class and they take their state exam, and as long as they pass, they get their CNA license. So that enables them to go in and work as a CNA, oftentimes while they're still in high school. Mm-hmm. But our auto class, we do auto one in-house, and then we do auto two through Sandberg. That's a dual credit course.
Yeah.
Our culinary class is very popular. Our Ed Pathways and our early childhood certification courses. And here I am listing them, and I'm in inevitably leave one out, but fire science laws, like machining, they're all, like I said, across the board, our numbers are up. So, which is fantastic.
Yeah. I think it's kind of eye opening, especially, for like when I've seen the list before, there's a lot of things, and some of them you just named that some of it's my own ignorance, but I just didn't associate it with the vocational program. 'Cause you know, maybe I was thinking more traditionally, like preparing you for manufacturing and auto work, but then there's, you know, the food stuff and the childcare and just a lot of, vocational stuff. Covers a lot of area.
And it's funny, I'm glad you say that, because that's kind of, you know, we discussed earlier, what do you tell students? What do you tell, it's kind of to present all that stuff so that, we want to make sure everybody has all the information on the table so that they can make an informed decision. But no, you're right. There are things courses that we have that if you don't know, you wouldn't necessarily associate those with career tech or vocational type learning. That's kind of, you know, as a part of that marketing piece, hey, here's everything we've got to offer. That's pretty important.
Oh, and one more thing I did want to hit on is that I'm not sure everybody's totally aware of all the time, is that this is beyond Galesburg, right? Is it more than Knox County, or is it even beyond Warren County too?
Yeah, so basically we serve for frame of reference, for the most part, we serve the ROE 33 schools.
Okay.
So all of Knox County, which is four or five schools, all of Warren County, those are the two, Monmouth, Roseville, and United in Warren County. And then we actually serve West Central also. We've got a couple from Galesburg Christian.
Uh-huh.
And we've got a couple homeschool kids this year.
Well,
so
excellent.
Yeah, so really, it's really starting to, you know, like I said, COVID kind of put a damper on things, but we're really starting to recover from that, and the numbers are great now, and you know, obviously my role, I want to see those continue to grow and see our programs continue to grow and prepare our kids as best as possible for their futures.
Is there some kind of app, like regular communication or way that you strategize with like the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development or Chamber of Commerce, anything like that?
So we work pretty close with KCAP, for sure. Just sitting down, you know, every couple of years we have to do some go through a process with our Perkins funding, and we sit down with them and work through that. We actually just worked with them. We took a group of kids to the International Manufacturing and Technology Show last week in Chicago. And we're working, so next spot, we're working on them. We're going to host a manufacturing show at the end of next month. So we have a really good relationship with them. And you know, as I kind of mentioned earlier, just finding out what those careers are and how do we best prepare our kids. I'd also be, you know, we've got some excellent business partners, Pegasus, Jupiter, Midstate, Heat and Control. We work pretty close with Delabar, who is our CTE co-op. So, you know, it's great, and it's really important to have those strong relationships with community business partners and see how we can best serve them and work together.
Yeah, because, you know, the kind of the way I look at it is that, I mean, GAVC, not that all the education stuff doesn't, but it really kind of, not only good for the students, but a very smart way about going, lifting up the local economy at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's huge. You know, we want that to continue to grow, and we want to give our kids, you know, I mentioned work-based learning. We want to give our kids opportunities to get into places in Knox County and see those things hands-on and what they can, what they have the chance to be able to do. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that is absolutely paramount in our goals and how we operate.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to add, or you'd like people to know about the program? Anything that's going on?
You know, like I said, we'll be out in schools. We'll be out in working with business partners. We would love to increase our enrollment and show off what we have to offer. I will put in a plug, like I said, for our October 27th, we're going to host a manufacturing show. So we're going to work with KCAP and Sandberg and Delabar and some other people to bring some employers in and chat with our kids. We're going to invite area schools. We want it to be a big, successful, you know, opportunity for our kids. We're going to have some hands-on things there. So it's going to be pretty cool. We would definitely welcome as many students and area schools as possible to come check us out. Right. I would also give a plug. If any questions you've got, we've got a pretty awesome video on our website, GAVC website. Check it out. It's about a 20 or 25 minute video, which is lengthy, but it gives you an idea. It gives it, all the instructors chat in there and just talk about what their courses are about and everything we have to offer. So they put that up last year, and it's an awesome video just to give you an idea of what we do.